From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump left Quebec Saturday after attending the G7 summit and headed to Singapore for a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump warned that his meeting with Kim in Singapore June 12th is a one-time shot for the reclusive North Korean leader as they discuss Pyongyang giving up its nuclear program.
But I've said it many times. Who knows? Who knows? May not work out. It's a good chance it won't work out. There's probably an even better chance that it will take a period of time. It'll be a process.
Trump told reporters that he expects to know almost right away if Kim is serious about the issue. The Trump administration is seeking the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. In exchange, Pyongyang is believed to be seeking relief from international sanctions. Before leaving Quebec, President Trump said at the G7 summit in Canada that there must be fair and reciprocal trade between the U.S. and other countries. The president told reporters he pressed for fair and reciprocal trade practices at the G7 meeting, urging his foreign counterparts to eliminate all tariffs, trade barriers, and subsidies in their trading practices.
We want and expect other nations to provide fair market access to American exports, and that we will take whatever steps are necessary to protect American industry and workers from unfair foreign trading practices, of which really there are many.
Trump also repeated his call for Russia to be invited back to the group. Russia was disinvited to the yearly summits after its 2014 annexation of Crimea. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan have killed as many as 65 government soldiers and police officers in three separate attacks. Afghan officials said Saturday the overnight violence in southern Kandahar, northern Kunduz, and western Herat provinces also injured more than 17 security personnel. The Taliban announced Saturday that it would halt offensive operations against government security forces across Afghanistan during the 3 days of Eid al-Fitr festivities to mark the end of Ramadan. The ceasefire coincides with a unilateral week-long stoppage of anti-Taliban operations by Afghan President Ashraf Ghani starting Tuesday. Presidential spokesman Mohammad Haroon Chakhansouri said Saturday the government would welcome any Taliban steps that would lead to reduced bloodshed in the country.
The government of Afghanistan is hopeful that this process will become a long-term process and will result into a sustainable peace in Afghanistan.
This will be the first time since 2002 the Islamist insurgency will cease hostilities in Afghanistan. The UN Children's Fund warns that heavy rains and flooding in Somalia are putting hundreds of thousands of children at high risk of disease and death. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports about half of the 230,000 people who have been displaced by floods since April are children. It says people are living in congested, unsanitary conditions that breed disease. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak warns acutely malnourished children living under such conditions are at great risk of falling ill and dying. UNICEF reports acute malnutrition rates among displaced children have exceeded the emergency threshold of 15% and have reached as high as 21%. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Meanwhile, humanitarian agencies warn a possible attack by the Saudi-led coalition on Yemen's port city of Hodeidah could put the lives of 250,000 people at risk. Jens Lerke is a spokesman for the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. He says a military attack or siege on the port will impact hundreds of thousands of innocent lives.
The UN and its partners estimate that as many as 600,000 civilians are currently living in and around Hodeidah. Humanitarian organizations have rushed to develop a contingency plan. In a prolonged worst case, we fear that as many as 250,000 people may lose everything, even their lives.
Saudi Arabia began bombing Houthi rebels in support of a Yemeni government. This is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.